I practiced releasing the little things. I practiced releasing the little things. I practice releasing self-pity. We all have self-pity, where we are sorry for ourselves. Why does life have to be this way? Why do these problems have to be my problems? Why do they have to come into my world? Why do they have to be my life ideals and problems? Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? And the more I ask the question, the less I come up with the answer. Rather than have self-pity, I say, I was going to pity myself about my job. It's not going right. So, rather than do that, I say, I now have the perfect job. I now have the perfect work. I now have the perfect opportunity for me to earn my living and to be happy at it. I now have all that is good and beautiful for me. And, hey, I'm not sorry about anything. I'm just going from here to better. And as I do that, I look at all the things that I see and I say, wow, life is really good. When I stop self-pitying myself, when I stop having that self-pity, I begin to realize I have every blessing the world could offer me because I created that blessing in my heart, in my life, in my world. I created that myself and I love it. Oh, it is so wonderful. I have oftentimes made a judgment of myself. I judge myself and I look at myself and I say, I could have done better. I could have handled this more beautifully. I could have been more positive and more wonderful in everything that I've done. I could have been more fantastic in everything that I've done. And as I say, I could have been, then I'm judging myself. Now, rather than judge myself, I say, I do the very best under all circumstances. No matter what it is I'm working on, I do the very best. I am the most fantastic person in the world. I am the most capable person in the world. I'm the most responsible person in the world. I love doing what I'm doing. I always do everything honorably and wonderfully and joyfully. That's who I am. I love doing that. Because that's my life. I stop judging myself and I start appreciating myself and delighting in myself and delighting in who I am and what I am and where I am and what I'm doing. I begin to recognize that, hey, I'm a pretty nice person. When I stop judging myself, I begin to realize that I'm making many wonderful contributions to this world, many wonderful contributions to life. I'm very happy. I am very happy. And then I stop judging others too. Because it's so easy to look at others and say, they should do this and they should do that and they should do these things. What I do is I train myself to look at everybody in my world and see all of the beautiful things that they're doing that make their life rich and fulfilled. All of the beautiful things they're doing that makes their world magnificent because they were there. Because they put themselves into their world. And their world is more beautiful because they are there. Just like my world is more beautiful because I am here. Not because I'm better than anybody else, but I'm just giving my best. When you do your best at any time, when I do my best at any time, what I'm doing, I am being a benefit to myself and my world. I'm being a benefit to my life and all that's in it. I start counting my blessings, and as I count my blessings, my life says, wow, you got lots of blessings. You got lots and lots of blessings. And I count them. And I count them. Just the little things. I practice releasing the little things. You think there's nothing to it that you can say, I don't like it, I don't want it, I'm not happy with this, this is not who I am. You see, those are releasing the little things. You can let them go and start in their place saying, I like me. All is in divine order. This is a happy world I live in. It's a peaceful world I live in. And I stop judging myself, and I stop judging others, and I stop having self-pity. Because that self-pity is such a little thing, but it's so big. Because it just rips me all to pieces. And it rips everybody else to pieces too, because other people want to love me, and they want to be happy with me, but they can't when I don't like myself. When I'm pitying myself all the time, people don't want to be around me. I don't want to be around other people who pity themselves all the time. And they're no fun. All they do is make you feel bad. And there's nothing you can do to help them because they will not take the first step to help themselves. I will not take the first step to help myself when I am doing these self-pity things. It is such a simple, beautiful, fantastic, glorious thing, but it's so demanding and it's so overwhelming if I let it happen. And I don't need to let it happen because I am not going to be bound by judgment of myself or judgment of others. I'm not going to be bound by self-pity. I'm not going to be bound by that. I go to the movies and I say, gee, that's a good movie. I enjoyed that movie. Or I didn't like that movie. That movie was not good. The moment that movie was not good, I got up and walked out of the theater. The moment anything in my life is not my choice and not beautiful and good and wonderful and uplifting, I walk out of it. I walk away from it. I leave it behind me. I bless it, perhaps, but I walk away from it to do whatever it is that I am doing that makes me happy and full. Nothing else matters. I leave that movie behind, or I put that movie in front. As we often say here on the campus, what was beneficial about that movie we saw? What was beneficial about that action that happened? What was beneficial about whatever is going on in the world? Again and again and again, I tell myself, look at your government. Look at your government and don't belittle them and don't knock the leaders, don't knock the people. Party politics stop once the elections are over. Now, what are these people going to do to benefit the country, to benefit the world? Are these people going to be fighting for party politics all the way through and in every way they go? Or are they going to begin to be the government of the people, by the people, for the people? We can do that. We can do that. I constantly told the people in Guyana, in Nigeria, in every other country around the world, in Switzerland, oh, so often it happens there. Little things that seem so unimportant, but I release those little things because I do them and I let them go. Yes, all of us have many little things that we have in our life and we can release them and let them go. Say that you have the finest legislators in the world in your government. Say you have the finest leaders in your community. Say you are the finest leader because you're doing your very best. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell these people. You just tell them from your heart because your thoughts are powerful. The conditions of the world are whatever they are because you put the cause in motion. And to release the little things only to see the beauty that is there. They say that airlines are filled with all sorts of negative things because the air is stale from such a long flight, and that these things are having this condition. Now, what does a scientist do? The scientist says, hey, we'll take care of that. We can take trillions and trillions of bits of information and put it on a tiny, teeny, tiny little chip. Well, we can certainly do something on the circulation systems of our airlines and have them have the purest air in the world, the most sanitary condition in the world. They can have this electronic impulse going through the aircraft, which sort of makes it a beautiful country for happy, harmonious pathogens, happy harmony, harmonious bacteria that is beneficial to the world and to the people in the airline. It's our choice. We can either be at peace with the world and have a fantastic world, or we can have the world need repair, need replacement, need changes. I practice releasing the little things, because when I do that, then I'm at peace. And when I'm at peace, all the world is at peace. When I am peaceful, all the world is peaceful. When I have released self-pity, when I have released judgment of myself, when I have released judgment of others, when I've looked at the movies and found their beneficial qualities about them, when I have told my government mentally that we have the finest legislators and the finest government in the world, and when I look at the conditions of the world and I say, all is peace, all is harmony, all is good, then so it is, because I practice releasing the little things. Join me in doing this and see how powerful it is to do it, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.